Stratford is the latest Connecticut municipality to get the green light from the Department of Transportation to have red light cameras. We are chatting now with Stratford Police Chief Joseph McNeil to get the very latest on this. Chief, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, thank you. And beautiful fall day.
Well, I'm very glad to have you here on this beautiful fall day and certainly talking about something that I know can seem very controversial, but can we first talk about how much effort went into getting the approval from the DOT for Stratford to now have red light cameras?
Yeah, it's quite a process. I mean, we started with a presentation to our public safety committee. Once we went through there, we went to the ordinance committee to get it approved and then for a town council vote. After that, we have to have a public information center information session. And from there, we have to do all the behind the scenes. We're getting all the traffic data. That's a speed study, crash data, traffic stop data. All this has to be put in a package. And, you know, we have to verify all this information and send it up to the DOT for a review. So it was a lot.
Yeah, and I know that there's a lot of pending applications right now. And when I say a lot, it's actually really not. It's like six towns that are now kind of waiting. I know Milford, the city of Milford, city of Stamford, the town of Fairfield, Beacon Falls. I know they're all waiting. They have pending applications right now. They've been working on it for well over a year as well. Did DOT go back and forth with you guys, or how does that process work?
Yeah, I give them a lot of credit. I mean, they really scrutinize the plan. I mean, look where we're putting the traffic poles, where we're putting the signage. So we had to move some stuff. We had to modify it to meet their needs. So it wasn't a blanket approval at all. I mean, we went back and forth several times.
Yeah, I just think it's important to note that because, look, the Department of Transportation, they want safety. And they're huge proponents, obviously, in properly using surveillance if they need it, or, you know, again, using cameras. But it took them years to even get those in high trafficked areas when you've got major construction zones and things like that. So you would think the DOT would just sort of, you know, check mark, great, they want to do it, great. But they really, you're saying they scrutinize it.
Absolutely. It has to be a need. So, you know, you can't just put a camera somewhere where it's not needed. You have to prove it. You have to prove it with the traffic counts. You have to prove it with the violations. You have to prove it with the crash data.
Mm. And despite what some people may think, Stratford is only the sixth municipality in the state. So six out of 169 that got approval so far from the DOT. I think that's pretty impressive. And that just speaks to how I think difficult it is to just get the approval for these.
Yes. I was actually surprised Washington was the first one to get it. And you could see how many violations they're having.
Wow.
I mean, and we talked to the trooper yesterday, who's the resident trooper there. And, you know, it hasn't gone down, the violations. Not that, you know, you would think it would really come down at first, and it has not. It's staying pretty steady with the violations.
Why do you think that is, Chief? And again, obviously, Chief McNeil is for Stratford. So I'm not asking you to tell me what you're seeing in Washington. That would just be lunacy. But why do you think that is? So you got the red light cameras approved. To your point, they were the first municipality to get approval, so quite some time ago. But they're not seeing any improvement. Why? Do you think it's because the public doesn't know? They don't know where it is? Like, what's going on?
I thought maybe my daughters were driving up there. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, it takes a little while for people to get used to it. It's, you know, kind of like a muscle memory thing. You got to know that after a while, you keep on getting those tickets, you're going to change behavior. So it takes time to change that behavior. Mm-hmm. You know, I expect over time, we're going to see the violations come down. And that is that's the hope. That's what we want, especially where we're going at. We're starting around school zones. So we want the violations to go down in time. And, you know, because we have, we just had two accidents on by Nichols School, and serious ones, one a rollover, one a T-bone. Mm. And, you know, speed's involved. So we want people to slow down, be safe. And that's the whole goal. So I think it's going to take time. You expect to see it within 6 months. And we have to report back to DOT to say, hey, listen, we are reducing this. We are reducing the crashes. We are reducing the speed. And it proves it works. And we're checking other places, you know, out of state. It does work. It makes people more attentive.
Okay, so basically what you're saying, Chief McNeil, is we need to give it time. You know, it's a massive change in people, even if they are told, like what we're saying today is, hey, there's five locations. You'd mentioned schools. I know three of the locations were in front of schools specifically. But it's driver behavior. We've got to change something that's gotten very out of control.
That's right. I mean, look at the cell phone usage. I mean, we have all these grants to enforce that distracted driving. It still occurs. It hasn't really changed behavior, but we got to keep trying. And this has been going on for years.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to take a little bit of time. And as you had mentioned, Chief McNeil, again, with the town of Stratford, talking about red light cameras, the latest municipality to get approval from the DOT. So the DOT has to check in with you. They've got to see, are these working? Are they not? What if they're not? You know, are they giving you a 6 to 12 month plan or saying, you know, hey, if we don't see anything happening, I'm just trying to understand, like, what happens next or what does the timeline look like with these?
Well, from this start date from September 23rd, we have 18 months to do a comprehensive report to show that it's working. If it doesn't, then we have to look at other locations.
Okay.
So, I mean, if it's working, we move to other, and we just want to reduce the speed. If it's working, we go to other locations.
I see. Okay. And how long are the cameras going to be in place? I keep hearing 3 years or something. What is that about?
So we have 3 years. After 3 years, we have to basically go through the process again to justify it.
Wow. So, okay, again, I'm just kind of speaking off the cuff here, Chief, and feel free to be like, Melissa, you're ridiculous. So after 18 months, let's say we see a huge reduction in offenses. Awesome. There's the proof in the pudding. I mean, could you technically say, okay, we have enough proof right here that we could start our application now so there's no lapse?
Well, we already are now. I mean,
oh,
we're
you're doing, already doing it.
Yeah. So this is we're basically starting a little small because I don't know. We're not sure what the impact is, how many people are going to need to actually review all these violations because a police officer has to review it, check and prove it. Plus, there's an appeal process. So we're just kind of starting a little small to see how we get organized, more efficient as we expand a program forward. I mean, we'll be looking at red light cams, speed cams, and pedestrian safety cams in other locations.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, and you were just talking about obviously the lengthy process of creating the application, having DOT approve it. There is public input during this, right? There's public hearings? Okay, at least in Stratford.
Yes. You have to do that. That's part of the approval process.
I thought so.
So you have to have a public information session, which we had.
And I just want to, again, I can't compare municipality to municipality, but in Stratford, police are on board with this. I mean, overall, you can't speak for all the officers, but you guys like the idea of the red light cameras.
Listen, our biggest call volume is motor vehicle crashes, and it takes a lot of time to do those accident reports. So if we could reduce that and have the officers do other things and be more proactive patrol stuff, I mean, it helps. And
yeah.
You'll reduce crashes because you're reducing speed. Speed causes crashes.
Mm. Chief, really quick, where are the exact locations of the red light cameras?
So we're at Nichols Ave. We have two locations. We're at, now this is Kenyon Street. By Kenyon Street is northbound. It captures northbound traffic. Barber Lane, southbound traffic. Then we're right by Nichols School, Grace Lane and Wood Avenue. Grace Lane is southbound. Wood Ave is northbound. Now Huntington Road, we're right at Bulldog Lane, north and southbound. Now, just the assessments we did at Nichols and Kenyon, we had 160,000 cars in a five-day period.
Wow.
By Nichols School was 71,000 cars in a five-day period. Huntington Road was 45,000 cars in a five-day period. So there's a lot of traffic going through there. And out of that, in 5 days at Kenyon and Barber, there's 7,600 violations. At Grace Lane and Wood Ave, 2,500 violations for a total of 100 violations. So that's just Nichols Ave. Over on Huntington Road, we have 7,700 violations in a five-day period.
Wow. Wow. So what happens if you violate? You get caught on the red light cameras?
So when we first start, we're hoping in about 30 days that it'll be installed. There'll be plenty of warning. There'll be signage 100 feet before the red light cam. The speed cam, basically warning that there's a camera ahead. 30 days, it'll be just a warning. You just get something in the mail that says you were seen, you know, speeding. This is your speed. This is the speed limit. So it'll just be a notification. After that 30-day warning period, then it goes live. Then you'll get a ticket, which you can go online and pay.
You're saying that the cameras are very clear. People will clearly see that if they don't hear this or hear the warnings, that they'll know that there is a camera clearly recording them when they're in these areas.
Yeah, there'll be no doubt.
Okay.
And it'll be 100 feet before the camera.
Okay.
Each direction.
All right. Well, and you feel like the technology as well, from what your understanding is, Chief, it's pretty accurate.
It is. I mean, we have LPRs. We use LPRs now. It's the same thing, and it's very accurate.
Is there a human element to it where if you get violate that the camera catches you doing something, somebody's reviewing that footage before issuing a ticket?
That it has to be a police officer. So someone will be reviewing that and approving it here.
Okay. Well, Chief McNeil, I want to thank you so much for giving us the, I think, a closer look at what this really looks like, at least for Stratford, and also kind of understanding the process a little bit better. Again, we've got a lot of municipalities in our listening area with pending applications right now and people wondering what that really looks like and why it's either taking so long or what's going on. So I really appreciate your insight on this, and definitely let me know. We'll do an update when things go live just so we can continue to get the messaging out there.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Chief McNeil, I want to thank you and all officers at the Stratford Police Department for what you do. And thank you for taking the time to talk to us here on WICC. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Day. Yes, you too. That, again, is Stratford's Police Chief.